It's the time of year when pictures of smiling, posing, frolicking families make their way to our mailboxes. Some of the families are very traditional, a mom, a dad, two kids, some not so traditional. An exhibition at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts explores how photographers represent different concepts of family. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR stopped by for a visit.
When you enter the museum gallery, it feels domestic. Groups of photos hang on the walls, different sizes, colors, formats, and frames, like you'd see in a living room or hallway. They span the 1800s to current day.
Photographers from the very beginning have been fascinated by the way that the camera could capture images of loved ones, freeze them in time.
MFA Photographs curator Karen Haas walks over to the oldest of more than 80 works in the exhibition, a sepia-toned daguerreotype of triplets from the 1850s. It's in a glass case next to Polaroids Andy Warhol took of the Kennedy clan on a 1972 Montauk vacation. A few paces away, Haas points out a kind of counter-image to that idealized first family. It's by Nan Golden. Curator Haas says Golden's upbringing was troubled, so the artist found a surrogate family.
In this case, two of her drag queen friends in New York City, who are members of that group that she felt and really thought of as neither male nor female, but of a sort of third gender. She was fascinated, drawn to them, they to her, and she photographed them in an incredibly loving and beautiful way.
One of the drag queens looks directly at the photographer's lens while touching the other's shoulder. Trust beams through mascaraed eyes. While Golden found family in outsider culture, other photographs in the exhibition explore being an outsider in your own family.
How do you know when you fit somewhere or when you feel like you belong? Like, what does belonging mean? Do you ever arrive at belonging, or is belonging something that you are like constantly struggling to maintain?
These are questions artist Caleb Cole probes in his photo series titled Odd One Out. For an image hanging in this show, he took a photograph he found in a thrift store and manipulated it. There's a mom in a bed, dad by her side, and they're handing a newborn baby to a dour-looking sibling. But Cole edited everyone out, except for the new big sister, leaving her surrounded by white, cut-out human forms.
The look on her face to me very much said, like, I thought I understood my place, I thought I understood my role, I thought I understood where I fit, and I was, you know, this only child, and now I have to, like, renegotiate my role and how I fit, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Virtual families are here, too, in Maine-based artist Tanya Hollander's photographs. She spent 5 years tracking down hundreds of Facebook friends so she could meet them and take their pictures. Haas's goal with this exhibition is to illustrate how diverse family configurations can be without defining them.
The families that were born into, generational families, but also romantic unions, couples, and chosen families, families we have chosen for ourselves.
The military, the church.
I think the family is such a basic social construct, so basic to so many of our lives, that I hope that these kinds of images will really resonate with people.
Visitor Sharon Gordetsky thinks they will. She's a family psychologist and former president of the Massachusetts Psychological Society, who happened to be touring the exhibition recently. She says the show is particularly valuable around the holidays, which can be rough on families that aren't traditional or picture perfect.
It's so wonderful, and for kids and everyone to come and say, you're a family, even if you're not genetically, you know, related, biologically related, you are a family.
Curator Karen Haas says these days a lot of us are walking around with our families in our phones. They're fleeting, in the cloud. She hopes this exhibition will inspire more people to break out their physical pictures and albums to look more closely at the ones we love. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.